This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson broadcast award-winning program Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and I welcome you to Between the Keys. Thank you so much for being here. The day after Thanksgiving is called Black Friday. It has been for many, many years now. And it launches the start of the Christmas shopping season. And you have all these images of shopping malls opening at 4 a.m. and people barnstorming the place trying to look for bargains. I don't pay any attention to it. I could not care less about Black Friday. My main concern on the day after Thanksgiving is what to do with all the leftovers. And I tend to get pretty creative in the kitchen. I might make turkey hash, for instance, or I'll do a soup with turkey and the green beans and root vegetables. Now, what does cooking have to do with Between the Keys, you may ask? Well, I will tell you. When I produce each week's episode, I select the music, I pick a theme or an idea or a composer, performer, whatever the topic of the show is going to be. I estimate timings for each selection, and then I start to put the show together. But more often than not, I find that I've usually selected more music than I actually have room for, and I often have to drop something at the last minute, which I really don't enjoy doing, but it has to be done because the show has to be exactly 58 minutes and 30 seconds. So for this episode, I thought I would feature music that got bumped from earlier episodes. In other words, the leftovers. But let me tell you, leftovers can be delicious, nutritious, and quite satisfying, as you know. But musically speaking, the selections you are going to be hearing this hour are not just leftovers. They are, I think, worthy additions to any musical meal. Our first selection this hour got bumped from my annual Scarlatti show that happens at the end of each year. We're going to hear the G major sonata with the Kirkpatrick number 455. It's performed by Yevgeny Sudbin, wonderful pianist. It's a very energetic performance, and you're going to notice that he is quite fond of amplifying the textures, adding octaves and filling out chords in the left hand. Lots of fun. Let's listen. Thank you. pianist Yevgeny Sudbin playing music by Scarlatti, the Sonata in G Major with the Kirkpatrick number 455. Next, we are going to hear music by a colleague and friend of mine, Bruce Adolph. He composed a cycle of piano pieces entitled Chopin Dreams, where he reimagines various works by Chopin in a modern context. And he uses Chopin's G minor ballade as the jumping off point for the movement called Brooklyn Ballad. Here is the opening of the Chopin ballade, just for reference. Segue into Bruce Adolph's Brooklyn Ballad with pianist Carlo Grante.
Thank you.
pianist Carlo Grande performing Brooklyn Ballad. That comes from a cycle of piano pieces called Chopin Dreams, composed by Bruce Adolf. I wanted to air that on a program that was devoted to piano ballads and piano ballads, but there wasn't enough time, but I'm so glad we have the time now. I recently aired an episode devoted to the mazurka genre, and of course, Chopin's mazurkas played a big, big role. Not long after this show aired, I heard Edel Barrett's 1976 recording of the Chopin mazurka in B major, opus 56, number 1, and it really struck me just how beautiful the playing was, and I thought, man, I should have included this, but we're going to hear it now. Edel Barrett playing Chopin.
Thank you.
Chopin's B major mazurka, opus 56, number 1, from a 1976 direct-to-disc release by pianist Edil Barrett. Direct-to-disc was an audiophile trend in the mid to late 70s when the recording engineers would bypass the tape recorder and the performance would be recorded directly onto the master disc. Pretty much the same principle used back in the 78 era. We aired an episode not too long ago on the topic of different composers' first piano sonatas. I called the episode We're Number One. I didn't have room for the scherzo from Johannes Brahms' Piano Sonata Number One, which happens also to be his Opus One, but we're going to hear it now in a recording that came out on CD for a very brief time, and it has never been reissued since. The pianist is Christian Zimmermann. Thank you. The Scherzo from the Piano Sonata No. 1 in C Major by Johannes Brahms, performed by Christian Zimmermann. That is from a CD that was released many, many years ago, and it was only in print for a very short time. It's never been reissued since, but I have it in my collection. Hooray for me. So I can share it with you. Let me remind you that you are listening to Between the Keys, and my name is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. I'm going through past episodes and playing selections that for various reasons did not make it onto those episodes, the leftovers, so to speak, but they are much more than leftovers, as you can readily gather. After I did my program about various composers' first piano sonatas, the next logical programming step was a show about composers who wrote only one sonata, like Justin Delogioio. So far, he has only written one sonata for piano, to the best of my knowledge, and I think it's a terrific and carefully crafted work. From that, we are going to hear the Finale Fantasia, the third and final movement. The pianist is Garrick Olson.
Thank you.
Music by Justin Della Gioia, the Finale Fantasia from his Piano Sonata in Three Movements, performed by Garrick Olson. Not long after I aired an episode called A Feast of Fantasias, I got hold of a digital transfer from an LP containing Schubert's so-called Grazer Fantasia in C major with the pianist Lily Krauss. This work was discovered in the late 1960s, and Lily Krauss gave its recorded premiere, which has yet to be reissued on CD, so far as I know, but it's a lively and quite intense performance. Let's listen to it. Lily Krauss playing Schubert's Grazer Fantasia.
Thank you. Thank you.
music of Franz Schubert, his Fantasia in C major, known as the Grazer Fantasy, a work discovered in the late 1960s, and we just heard its recorded premiere with pianist Lily Krauss. That's a recording that has never been reissued on CD, so far as I know. That was a vinyl transfer that was uploaded to a newsgroup, and in that sense, this performance relates to my recent episode devoted to rare recordings that collectors habitually upload, and thank goodness for them. Here is a performance that I could have included in both of my episodes devoted to the music of Franz Liszt. It's a little album leaf that Byron Janis recorded for his 1999 release on the EMI label entitled True Romantic. Byron Janis. A little piano piece, an album leaf by Franz Liszt. It's marked Sans Measure. Byron Janis was at the piano. That's from a 1999 release called True Romantic. When putting together various past episodes on the topic of piano etudes, I was quite overwhelmed with choices and possibilities. Let's start with an etude by Karol Szymanowski from his Opus 4. This is the fourth etude in that set, and it's a piece that embodies both lyricism and passion, and so does this performance by pianist Emily White. Thank you. We just heard pianist Emily White performing Karol Szymanowski's Etude, Opus 4, Number 4. And we have one more etude for you. It's really more like an encore, and in fact, it could well have been included in my episode entirely devoted to encores. It's the Boogie Woogie Etude by Morton Gould, and who played the Boogie Woogie Etude more irresistibly than Shurer Cherkassky? Pianist Shurer Cherkassky, in one of his signature encores, Morton Gould's Boogie Woogie Etude. I don't think you can follow that with anything else, but a special thanks to you and to everyone else who joins me each week at this time for Between the Keys, which is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. Have a great holiday week, and until next time, stay well, be helpful, and please be kind.